Shalom, erev tov, chaverot.
Hello, good evening, dear friends. We are again in our mutual action, very special one, the reading of the study of Ten Sefirot. What a reward that we received. Half an hour of being integrated and learn from our great teachers. So let's raise up high by trying to connect as much as more as possible and to feel each other. It doesn't matter where I am right now, if I'm in the Arvu system or in Sviva Tova, wherever you are, we are together, one vessel in a mutual prayer to the Creator, that we want to bestow to Him contentment. Let's try to be in that. Before we start, as usual, we let our great Rav to direct our hearts. Video of Rav, please. Rav. The lower one wants to stay in adhesion with the upper one. So he departs, which is not from his desire, but from the necessity to remain in bestowal, like the upper one. Despite that is despite because he leaves himself from reception. That is as if he's rejecting. He doesn't want what the landlord presents to him. And that's why it's called reflected light in judgment. There are many questions. Why is it called reflected light? He returns what he receives from the landlord. He makes himself resembling the landlord. There are many discernments that we will speak about later. So let's hear into that to resemble the landlord. So we are reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, Chapter 3, Item Number
9.
Again, we are in Chapter 3, Item Number 9. We'll first read the headline. Three phases of lights. The first expansion of Akudim from the Pe to the Tabur. B. The records that remained from this, the first expansion, which is mercy. C. The levels of the reflected light that are extended from the emanator during the departure of the lights, which is judgment. Item number 9. It turns out that there are three phases of lights here. The first light is the first light among all of them, called Akudim. They descended and expanded from the Pe outwards and down to the Chazeh, Tabur. The second light is the light of the record that the first light left of that light itself that came through straightness. And it is mercy. The third light is reflected light. It is a light that was extended from the emanator to the Sphira. And it was extended when the lights ascended and returned from below upwards. This light is judgment, since it is extended through the posterior. We will now read in inner light, item number 40, refers to it was extended when the lights ascended and returned from below upwards. Item number 40. Ascended implies refinement from the coarseness in order to reach equivalence of form with its upper one, namely the emanator. Returned implies departure of the light after its expansion, regarded as returning to its root. It is said, light that was extended from the emanator to the Sphira, and it was extended when the lights ascended and returned. Explanation. The upper light is extended through a coupling by striking during the refinement of the screen, and it's coming to the degrees of the path of its refinement. At that time, the levels gradually diminish until it is completely refined and equalizes its form with the emanator, meaning Malchut of Rosh. This issue is always called the ascent of the lights to the emanator. And remember that. Let's watch another video of Rav that will explain the light which is in complete rest. Video. We need again not to forget the most important thing here. There is no departure and expansion in the lights. There's nothing in the lights. The light is in complete rest. Just like in developing a photographic picture, the more we add mercy, we reveal the light. The more, as much as we can't, or the mercy diminish, the light disappears. So we are now in the sea of light, infinite light. We don't feel it. Lack of mercy. To the extent that I add mercy, and I add mercy from my vessels, from my desires, then I make in that light all kinds of shapes of mine, because it's the white light, it's a pure bestowal. And me, in my actions with my mercy that I raise from my vessels, I have all kinds of vessels, then I make this image of the world. I make these ten sfirot. I make whatever I see later. This is the perception of reality. I perceive myself. The world, it's what is depicted within me. This is what we're speaking about now. The light expands, the light refines. This is all, it's like a breathing all the time, more and less, no kind of sorts of mercies, whatever I'm able to get out. And then in this shape of chasadim, I can see the light of chokhmah, I see the image. It's like we develop the photographic image.
Reader.
We continue to item number 10, words of the Ari. The headline, the clash of the light of the records and the reflected light with one another engenders a fourth light called sparks. Number 10. There is indeed a fourth light born from the aforementioned lights. It is so because the third light, called reflected light, is extended and descends downward to shine in the Sphira. At that time, it encounters the second light called a record, which remains below. However, they differ in their nature. For one is direct light and mercy, while the other is reflected light and judgment. Hence, they strike and clash with each other. especially since the light of the record wishes and yearns to ascend to its source, which is the first light. Although it does not actually ascend, as the record remains forever below, it nonetheless wishes and yearns to ascend. However, the reflected light descends below, and as they are of opposite nature, they strike each other, for there is clashing and striking only when the lights differ in their nature. Then, through their striking on each other, they generate sparks of light as reflected light, which is judgment. And worse than the light of the record, which is mercy. These sparks are fourth light we have mentioned.
Clip.
Video. There are a few things here. I'm only going to mention one thing. When we ascend from one level to another, 4, 3, 2, 1, root is pe, and 4 is tabu. When they rise, so when we ascend, we say that the last one doesn't leave a record, but when it ascends and enters some kind of a coupling by striking, there is a return of a light that illuminates to the Rishimo that was left behind. Then when it illuminates there, it happens that what's left here, it emerges out, and what comes above, what ascends, it enters inside. Until this coupling that is made here, it goes to a higher degree.
Let's say.
And then he's from the higher degree, illuminates to his degree, but not to the lower degree. Here it stops. And then that same record that emerged as tagin on the letters, it enters back. This process is a very important process, because it gives us all the time the differences between this and that. Accordingly, that's how we work in our lives, or here or there, more or less, in all different directions, in all kind of discernments, meaning this small exits of the light, the current light with respect to the previous light, because this is previous, this one here, right? And this is the current one. So there is between them all kind of beatings, all kind of there are new vessels here.
Yeah,
so we are going to item 15, inner light, but let's not forget, dear friends, together we are mutual kli, mutual prayer. We are all trying to target, to aim to the Creator. We want to take this opportunity to draw the light reforms, so let's be in that together. And read item 50, inner light, which explains
lemata le'ir besfira.
It explains
המדרגות נפחנות זו אל זו.
It extends and descends downward to shine in the sphira. Number 50, Inner Light. As the Ari has said, the degrees relate to each other as father to sons. Hence, during the ascent of the lights to the emanator, when the screen of phase 4 had been refined to phase 3, there was a coupling in phase 3, and phase 4 remained emptied of her light. At that time, phase 3 bestows upon phase 4 from the illumination of her coupling. Afterwards, when phase 3 becomes refined into phase 2 and the coupling is in phase 2, phase 3 remains emptied of light, and phase 2 bestows her illumination from the coupling upon phase 3, and so on similarly. From the perspective of the extension of the lights, phase 4 is regarded as Keter and phase 3 as Chochmah. However, from the perspective of the vessels themselves, it is the opposite. Phase 3 is regarded as Zeranpin, and phase 4 as Malchut, because phase 4 is emptied of light. Only the vessels themselves are discerned here. And it is the same manner in all of them.
ובחינת דלת למלכות. וכיוון שהבחינת דלת ריקנית מאור, על כן אין להבחין כאן רק בערך כלים לפי עצמם. וכן כולם על דרך זה. וזה אומרו,
it is written, the third light, called reflected light, is extended and descends downward to shine in the
Sefirah.
The third light refers to the light of the levels that emerge during its refinement. That light is extended and descends below the place of the coupling as well, to shine to the Sefirah below it. In other words, when the coupling is in phase 2, the illumination of the coupling is extended to the Sefirah below it, namely to phase 3, which is empty of light.
שהאורות השאירו רשימות בספירות.
It is known that the lights left records in the ספירות after their departure from there.
בשעה שנמשך.
Thus, when the illumination of the coupling of phase 2 is extended to phase 3, it encounters the light of her record there. It is said, at that time, it encounters the second light, called record, which remains below. It means that the light of the coupling in the upper phase is extended and descends to the lower phase, which is emptied of her light, and meets the record there. The Ari will henceforth refer to that light that descends from the illumination of the coupling downward as the descending reflected light. A clip.
Wow.
This is how we see it in our life also. If I remember now about past pleasure, but small one, I care more about present pleasure, which is greater. So all these records that are in the vessels, when the light comes, which is a spark from a higher degree, that descends and hits the vessel with the reshimot, and the reshimot departs, and instead of it comes the current light. Is that clear? But when current situation departs, then previous state returns, and that's how we always maintain the past. Maintaining the past, and we are maintaining the intentions as much as possible, and we continuing in item 60, in inner light, which refers to one other is reflected light and judgment. Item number 60, inner light.
Asher komata ad haketer.
It means that the record is from the direct light that remains from the first expansion, reaching up to Keter, since the coupling by striking occurs there in the screen of phase 4. Because of that, the coarseness of phase 4 is regarded as its face, as it is from her that it gets its entire level. And the coarseness of phase 3 and above is regarded as the posterior side of its vessel and does not shine in it. Its opposite is the reflected light, descending to it from the illumination of the coupling of the upper phase. For example, when the illumination of the coupling of phase 2 descends to a sphira of phase 3 that has been emptied of its light, that descending reflected light comes from a coupling by striking performed in the screen of coarseness of phase 2, whose level reaches up to Bina. The coarseness of phase 2 is regarded as its phase, meaning its maximum height. It leaves coarseness of phase 3 and phase 4 as posterior, meaning ignobility and a flaw, because they do not shine in it, it lowers them and brings them down. In other words, the disparity of form in them becomes the separator over the light, meaning the opposite of the record where the coercer phase 4 draws and connects with the greater light. It is said, they differ in their nature, for one is direct light and mercy, while the other is reflected light and judgment. It is so because the records that remain in all the spherot comes from direct light and mercy, meaning from the first expansion, when the coupling on the screen of phase 4 emerged, where the coercer, it is the better, for it is all mercy.
אבל האור חוזר היורד מהערת הזיווגים היוצאים בשעת ההזדקחות,
however, the descending reflected light from the illumination of the coupling that emerge during the refinement, all these levels are regarded as reflected light and judgment, since they depart from the coarseness, bring down and the lower the coarseness to a state of a posterior. Thus, the reflected light that descends from them is a contrast with the record, in which the coercer is more important. It turns out that what is regarded as face for the record is regarded as back for the descending reflected light. Likewise, what is regarded as face for the descending reflected light is regarded as back for the record. And it is for the reason that they strike and clash with each other. Item 70, inner light, it refers to the the light of the record wishes and yearns to ascend to its source. Item number 70, since she is the part that remains after the first expansion, when she has already departed and disappeared to her origin, that yearning and desire becomes imprinted in the record as well. It is said, although it does not actually ascend, as a record remains forever below, it nonetheless wishes and yearns to ascend. In other words, even though the record is destined to remain in the vessel and never rise to her origin, she nonetheless has the desire to ascend, as the force of the light in general necessarily remains imprinted in her. We will move now to watch a video, an ending video of Rav. You are being built today on top of everything that happened to you until now. This is called that you sense the records. There's no wise man as the one who is experienced, because what he been through and lived in, so from what he lived in, that's how he advances. And so we have all the past experience that we accordingly we act. But where do we have vessels from? We need to have vessels of whatever happened a minute ago and whatever happened today, and then from the difference between these two states, we sense where we are. It's not just ascend or descend. It's generally the reality of the vessel, meaning what happens to me now, I don't feel. I feel what's happening to me right now only if I compare it to what happened to me a minute ago, let's say. Only then I sense, is that good or is that bad? That is called the advantage of the light is from the darkness. All in all, the influence, if it's constant or single bestowal, as I don't sense it. I have to compare it to something. We're not aware of it, but sweet, bittersweet, salty, doesn't matter what. I can say only with respect to those matters that I've been through in the past. So without records, we are unable to advance. Without records, we are unable to advance, and we have a very happy announcement to make. Dear friends, you are invited to a world Kabbalah convention, Rising Above Reason. Congress will take place Saturday, 18th, 19th of May, 2024. For details and enlistment, enter convention.cleda1. And we do not stop. 19:30, we will be reading in the book of Zohar. Friends, thank you all. Let's continue. Pray together to the Creator. Good evening, everyone.